Exclusive, Representative Andy Biggs, Border Patrol Estimates 1-to-1 Ratio of Migrant Apprehensions to Gotaways. By Robert Krajcik on September 21, 2021. Border Patrol agents in Arizona estimated a 1-to-1 ratio of apprehensions to runaways among migrants entering the U.S. across the southern border. Representative Andy Biggs, Araz, said on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Border security authorities refer to migrants evading interception as gotaways. Biggs remarked, "My Border Patrol agents tell me it's probably about 1-to-1, and maybe as high as 2-to-1 getaway." In the Tucson sector alone, there were over 100,000 known gotaways. That's just known. We're seeing them on these cameras or sensors that are going off. So we can count those, but there's a significant number that manage to get through and come in that then we never even see or sense with any of our apparatus," Biggs added. Marlowe asked about greater restrictions on foreigners lawfully entering the U.S. compared to migrants and self-described refugees, in terms of measures ostensibly issued to prevent coronavirus transmission. Biggs replied, "The rules themselves are a mishmash and their application is messed up. If you come illegally into the country, you're going to get a very rudimentary pre-screening for COVID-19, but ultimately you're going to get to come in even if you've got COVID, and some of them are going to be sent into hotels." There was a flight last week, 122 heading into Fresno. These are all unaccompanied minors. 63 of them tested positive for COVID, but they didn't retain any of those kids or remove them. They put them on the plane with the other minors who had negative test results. "But if I'm flying out on a plane, I'm going to have to wear a mask." Fauci and company are talking about vaccine mandates for domestic flights, Biggs continued. "If you are coming in from another country, they want you to be fully examined and you're going to have to make sure that you either have a vax or a negative test, that is, appropriately timed," he added. "These things just don't apply to Afghan migrants. They're going to release people with COVID into our communities on a random basis. And right now you've got other communicable diseases, tuberculosis, in particular, on these bases. And the other thing to understand is that even though the bases are pretty isolated, these people are not required, I'm talking of Afghan refugees, stay only on the bases. They can leave any time they want," he said. Democrats push for inclusion of amnesty for millions of illegal aliens within budget legislation will continue, Biggs held. "They're going to keep pushing for an amnesty for 8 million to 10 million people," he said. "They want to include it as part of the budget. Chuck Schumer just stated yesterday that they're not going to give up on that. They're going to keep working on it. So they're going to try to nip and tuck on that and see if they can still get that into the budget in the next week or so." Breitbart News reported Sunday that Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough ruled against Democrats' plan to include amnesty for millions of illegal aliens within a budget reconciliation package, deeming the addition as outside the scope of budgetary matters. Biggs assessed, "I don't think the Senate parliamentarian is going to give in on that. And I think that Chuck Schumer is not going to want to overturn the parliamentarian. You are talking about literally millions and millions of people under any Democrat amnesty plan. In the last month, we've had 200,000 apprehensions per month of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. And then probably another 100,000 to 150,000, maybe, gotaways," he concluded. "You're talking about roughly a million people in those 3 months. Democrats, not doing a darn thing about that just shows how little these folks care about securing the border and the future of this country." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.